Okay, so it was really weird. I turned on my laptop because I was like, oh, I want to use like my equipment today. And it says my laptop thinks it is February 2nd, 5:59 a.m., which I don't know. That's really weird. It never does. It always updates automatically, right? So I couldn't open Google Calendar because it said your computer is not set to the right date and time. We cannot open this link. I was like, are you kidding me? So I had to go in, like, do all the settings. I had to put in my password and all that stuff. And then I'm like, what time is it? What day is it? And it finally let me log into my Google Calendar. But I'm like, just let me in. I don't care if it's not the right date. Like, I know what day it is today,
But it doesn't make sense that your computer will change the time to last month. I mean, how does that work?
I think that's the last time I turn it on, maybe.
Or
I
you
don't
got
know.
hacked. I don't know.
No, well, I mean, I don't turn on my laptop ever.
But
Like,
it's
I
an
don't
internal
ever use
clock,
it.
though. It doesn't matter if you turn it on and
That's what I'm
off.
thinking, but I mean, it was dead. Like, I don't know. I don't know. I
John,
haven't.
aren't those stuff? Sorry, I didn't interrupt. Aren't those things like preset like a million years into the
That's
future and so
what
on?
I thought. It said it was
Yeah.
based off Apple, but like, I don't know.
Yeah,
I
unless the
don't.
law changes, like they actually said they'd consider blah blah blah. I thought those things were kind of like automatically set into
I
like
thought
part
so
of
too.
into the far future and stuff.
Never happened. I don't know. It's Apple products. Who knows?
No, but what Anna's saying is it moved it back to February of all time
That's when
too.
I
Yeah, that's
last used
weird.
my phone. That's when I last used my laptop.
If you ask a security guy, they would tell you your account, your something, whatever, got hacked or something. That's why it looks weird. But I don't have any
Well,
knowledge of
no,
that, so.
it's an Apple product. I don't use my laptop ever. The last time I used it was in early February, so it makes sense.
Interesting.
I just don't ever like. I can't even use my
But when
stupid
you
computer.
reset it changed back to the original time. I mean the correct time, right?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't have time because we were like having to record, so I just changed it myself, and then I'll go back and change it.
Oh, because usually you can use this in the it's Mac, I don't know. But usually there's a refresh button. It'll just refresh at the proper time, you know, that kind of thing.
I did. I was like, I'm already running late. I don't have time for this to
Running
decide.
late. You're the first one on
I know
again.
it's again. I'm like, crap.
Hi, Ruti. You're the first one on again.
Yeah, right. I saw everybody on already, and Anna was already talking when I joined.
Okay.
Okay, so it's a thing. You know what? I haven't updated my laptop in forever. That's why. I've
Still.
not been hacked. I just don't know how to update my
I'll
laptop.
go back to your original idea. I blame it on Apple. Okay.
Wow, this is a really common issue for Macs.
Oh, it is?
yeah,
Wow.
there's so many threads about it.
They just
That's
work.
hilarious. Well, now I'm like, do I turn on my PC? Like, will it have the right date and time? This is what I get for not using my technology. Oh, I killed my battery. Oh, I need a new battery. Oh boy.
On your for your laptop?
Something about like the battery died at that time.
That's possible, yeah. If the internal battery is dead,
Whoops.
then that would happen. However, how old is your laptop?
It was definitely pre-COVID.
Oh my God, the battery shouldn't die that fast. Your laptop should at least last you at least a decade. At least a
Right?
decade, yeah.
Well, no, it seemed like something about internal, but I don't know. I'm gonna restart my
No,
computer because also.
what they're saying is correct. However, your
Oh.
laptop should last you at least a decade minimum.
Right? But I did. I feel like I got a lemon Mac because the first one didn't, like, I had to get it fixed and
Oh
then.
my gosh.
Now, I don't know. I don't know. You know what? Aaron has been telling me I need to take it in for something about the battery. And I think.
Isn't he already in, was it Texas, Arizona?
No, he's not. He's still here for another 2 weeks. But, like,
What?
it's a long story. But, like, I keep asking him, can you go to the Apple store with me? Because the Apple people are not nice to me when I'm by myself. But if I'm there with a guy, they're actually really responsive and listen to me. And
Wow.
he will not do it. He's like, why? Why can't you just go on your own? I'm just asking you as a favor, like as my friend, can you just go? So I just need to find a guy friend to go with me. Or maybe I'll get
What
Derek to I'll go
is
Derek to go
Apple
with me.
like a car garage now? Like you can't go to a mechanic without a
What?
man?
It's really weird. And you know
Wow.
what? I used to like I kind of dated an Apple genius guy, whatever, back
Oh
in the day. And
no.
he'd be like, you explain too much. I was like, no, I don't. Like I talk to you, but when I go in there, I specifically give my like, hey, my laptop's not working. I did this, this, and this. Can you help me out? And like I don't know. He's just like, well, you just probably go into a store. I'm like, I don't go into any stores at Apple. Like I literally just give you my problem. I'm asking for a solution, and then they're just. kind of jerks about it. So I just like, I feel more comfortable, oddly enough, going in with the guy, because then they'll actually believe me when I'm telling them this, like, things that I've done, you know, like, yes, I've done the reboot. I did this, I did that. But like, if I go by myself, they just don't think that I know what I'm talking about.
Wait, so calling back to this, that guy you're mentioning that used to be a genius or is, he said that you explain things too much?
Yes.
What the hell?
I think that was a dig. I think that was a dig at me for talking too much.
That shouldn't be a dig at all. I'm the guy who always asks for more people to explain things more. That way, right? I have the whole picture, but, you know?
I think it's an underlying issue where he just felt that I talk too much in general.
He's like, oh, you're a woman. You're speaking way too much.
You talk too much.
You don't know what you're talking about. You should just shut it up. Exactly. Oh my gosh.
I think it was an underlying like thing. Well, and I took it at like, I felt that he just, in his mind, as a person, I talked way too much and I needed to like say less.
Yeah. So you should just give him your laptop and say, hey, figure out what's wrong with him. Since, like, you guys are geniuses.
Right? Like, I mean, it should be like that, but no, yeah. Honestly,
like, just hand it to them. Here, figure it out.
Figure it out. You don't want me to talk too much, right?
It's not working. Figure it out. Wow. See what's wrong with it. Figure it out, please.
He was the type of guy that had like dad issues, and he didn't like that. Like, it was a lot. Like, he didn't like that I was close to my family.
Oh, jeez.
All this stuff. And I'm like, okay.
Wait, this is the guy that you dated?
Him for like a month. Yeah.
Wow. Oh, thank God. Yeah. Good thing you didn't waste more time.
Am I supposed to edit this out from the podcast?
Well, he dumps me, so I don't know. I should be over it by now, right?
Maybe this is a great segment, too.
Yeah. Oh, my God. More of, like, dating stories. I haven't talked about this one. No, Albert, keep it in. What the heck?
Did he give you any Apple discounts?
No.
Probably not. No. He was a pompous full of himself.
Yeah, he doesn't sound like somebody who would.
I think that's the worst part of it, more than anything
else. Exactly, right?
I would shut up. I would just shut up for Apple discounts. Like, no one talks? Okay.
I'll be quiet. I'll say 10 words or less.
I need a new iPhone, man. I'll shut the fuck up.
You should just say, like, you know what? I'm just going to get a Windows PC. How about that? See what they say.
It's like, oops, sorry. Now I have both. So yay me. And I don't know how to use both because I am an old lady.
No, but I think at a certain point,
the problem.
at a certain point, I think we get to an age where we just don't want to start. We don't want to keep learning new things because we already are used to our old things. You know, you do get to that point.
I will admit, I still don't know how to use Snapchat to this day.
No, and I mean, so do I. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
I never installed it. I never bothered.
I did, and I, because again, I was dating a guy who liked Snapchat, but like, I never understood the point of it, and now it's like a resurgence.
You date an 8-year-old? I think they're inappropriate. Why are you dating kids for, man?
No, because now it's a cool thing with the young people, and so the young people are like,
right. Yeah,
no,
didn't
I was 28, he was 30, okay? It was a tech bro.
At 30, he was working at the Apple store?
No, this is another guy. So that guy was a different guy than the Apple guy.
I need to create like a calendar of events.
Right? There's just so many. I've dated around. I've been around the block and some. So
see, I feel like that's awesome because like you get to know so many characters and then you really get to know like what you want and what you don't want in a guy. And because there's just so many. Like, I feel like, well, I've only dated, like, Albert, you know, I think you've met, like, all the boyfriends I've ever had, which is, like, three.
Possibly, yes.
All the boyfriends I ever had. A story by Ruthie.
All the boyfriends I've ever had, three.
Of all the boyfriends I've ever had. Welcome to the Stuff and Junk Show, where we share our opinions on random subjects from interesting news, such as topics, pop culture, our likes and dislikes. Did you see, heard, or read what we did and what we did? You know, stuff and junk. Hello, my name is Albert.
My name is Ruthie.
This is Johnny.
This is Anna.
One thing I kind of want to bring up, or at least one thing that I always bring up, is that I don't have time to watch everything because we don't have time to watch everything. It's all these new movies, all these new TV shows, old movies, old TV shows, blah, 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 video games, there's music, there's comic books, so many things, right? Recently, I realized there's another thing that's been eating up my time. Group chats.
Porn? No. Oh, I'm sorry. What?
Group chats.
Porn, right. Group chats?
Like, all the group chats.
How many do we have? We have like I don't know how many we have.
We have so much. And it isn't all in the same friends group either. It's like
no.
Different multiple friends group. It's the family group chat as well. So what I'm finding out is, I think we're all finding out, is all the viral memes and videos that we share. It's like, oh, I already saw that already. It's from the other group chat and all these other things. Like, oh. And you don't realize how, you know how recently Instagram raised the limit of the Insta Reel to like 3 minutes or whatever? I kind of wanted to bring it back to one. Because sometimes each of those reels are like 3 minutes long. And then if you're like watching like five of those in a row, you're looking like 15 minutes, your time is gone. You know, so it's like, that's a lot. That's a lot of time that's been just been eating. So are you guys okay with like the 3 minutes reels? Or did you prefer it when it was just one and more concise and abbreviated?
It depends on like how well the video is made. Because if it's just like long for no reason, then it's boring. Then I just tend to skip through.
Okay. Like sometimes you kind of wish it was longer. But if that was the case, just put it on YouTube. I think YouTube, I expected things to be a little bit longer. But I was so used to Insta Reels being a minute. And I can just like go through them. Five reels is 5 minutes, you know. You kind of can manage your time. But you know, when you have somebody in your group that like Ruti, and she sends you like 10 reels, and they're like multiple minutes long. Yeah, it's a time suck. It's a time suck.
Honestly, my 5 minutes episode is going to be about group chatting, group chats in general. So I'm going to sort of abstain from this little cold open.
Are you serious?
But, yeah.
Wow.
It's a weird coincidence.
Shocking.
It's a weird coincidence.
Maybe you should have prepared the guy who managed the show notes to give us a heads up about stuff like this.
Again, I thought it would be a lady. So don't blame me.
Yeah. Now you know how I feel.
Yes.
But, guys. Do you guys feel the same way about this, Anna?
I absolutely do, because I speed up the reels and the TikToks. Like I speed them up because I'm like, oh my God, it's so long. but I do have like a lot of group chats going on, and I feel guilty because some of them I have to be like, okay, I can only look at you once a day because you're like a time suck, and I gotta work, I gotta, you know, eat, I gotta do all this stuff. So it just keeps growing, which I'm not mad about. I mean, I love all my friends and all that, and I love talking to people, and I talk too much, blah blah, but like there's just, it is a lot sometimes. There are days sometimes where none go off, and I'm like, oh my God, like I got a message from, you know, Jack in the Box. And I'm like, I feel like I'm
seeing Jack in the Box cares.
Yeah, Jack in the Box cares.
No, they sure knows to contact me. Come on.
Exactly. Like, hey Anna, it's been a while. I'm like, thank you. Someone knows I'm alive. But like then there are days where just everyone's like, and I'm like, oh my God, like who did I talk to? Who did I say this? Like, you know, it's hard to keep that internal spreadsheet going when everyone's going off on things.
In terms of just like length of time for these like TikTok videos, Snapchats, whatever. I wasn't really a TikTok person, but once I got off Twitter and stuff like that, and once they started talking about TikTok, about the ban, like what, early January, I sort of been on TikTok more often. And I do find it that even though the point of TikTok is having these very short videos, I find it within like the first 30, 40 seconds, if they don't get to the point within the first like 3 or 4 seconds, I just, you know, swipe up. You know what I mean? I'm like, all right, it's okay. I'm done with this one already. I have very little patience about it for it. So what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
No, I hear that.
Yeah. And also, no offense to Albert, but if you guys send Albert like sending stuff in the group chat and stuff like that, if I have to pop open another window, that's not a big red flag for me. You know,
Me too. Yeah, I'm sorry, Jeremy. I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah.
I don't click on anything that you guys sent in the signal.
There's just something about opening another window that just F's over my OCD mind, or just like it doesn't make it clean. It's just like it has to be embedded video. I don't know what.
So you're saying we have to have another group chat in TikTok so that the TikTok clicks would actually open in TikTok.
What you're saying? Yeah, Ruthie did one. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't go on TikTok very often at all. Mm-hmm. So the occasional times I go in there, I see that like, oh, you have X amount of messages waiting for you, and like I'm like, look at that.
I never really check it either. Like sometimes I'll see Anna sent a message and then reply, and then I see it and I'm like, wait, this is the same one that we sent anyway to each other on Instagram or something. Yeah. Or like we probably already spoke about it before I even saw it.
And in the 3 months I've been on TikTok, they've recommended Anna's account, Mike's account, and what's Anna's a podcast? They recommend it a couple of times. I say nope. I don't know these people. Like, get out of here. I don't want to add another person.
You don't know me at all. That's shocking.
I'm just not that person. I'm just not that person that's really engaged in all kind of like, you know, hey, man, I have a podcast every week, man. You catch up here and stuff, you know?
Wait,
hey,
here. How does that work with YouTube then? Because YouTube, essentially, you have to pop up another window unless you're like on X or something where it actually is embedded. So how does that work with you, Jumping?
I just don't.
You just don't open up any YouTube links that we sent?
No.
Jeez.
No, I'm so sorry.
I know Anna mentioned
I cannot, like, Derek does the same thing, and I'm like, send me a screenshot, or what is this like? Because I'm not going to click on it. Like, I just don't, my brain, I just
can't. Yeah.
I can't.
There's something about that window closing, another one opening. It just messes with my OCD mind. I just can't. It's too. I'm not comfortable with this. You know what I mean? What I'll do is, if I am interested, because I can read the subject line. I mean, depending on the link and stuff, I'll read the subject line, go where it's from, and then I can figure out from there, from you, because it's got to be a trending thing. You know what I mean? So it'll pop up. So I'll just click whatever like kind of hashtag or kind of keywords into my regular YouTube window, and then I'll go, oh, okay. So, and by the way, also the examples include like Albert sending sending the trailer for like Fantastic Four. You know, I think as a nerd, I think I'll be in the loop there. You know what I mean? No need to send that, at least for me. You know what I mean? I
that one helps. That reminds me. Oh, I need to go. You know what does? That's a reminder to go on YouTube and type in Fantastic Four trailer.
The link's right there.
No, but the link.
I made it easier.
Hey, Albert, hush. No. This is one point for Anna.
Did you just tell Albert to use his indoor voice?
Yes, exactly. No. Anna's right on this point. No. She's right. No. It's right.
I can't. I'm sorry. Don't hate me.
Why would she click that? That's still something easily just clickable. Would she open up another window, hit the search thing, do it? At least three extra steps.
Yeah. And then you get to avoid, you have to try to look, figure out which one is the not AI Fantastic Four trailer and all that stuff.
Oh, excuse me, don't question my intelligence. I know which one's which and which one's not, I think. No, but really, like, sometimes I want to watch it on a bigger screen. So I'm like, oh, I put my phone down and, you know, I'm obviously at work. So I'm like, Fantastic Four trailer. And then I'm like, ooh, on the big screen. Okay.
Yeah. Which you can also do using your phone from the link. At least it'll already be in your history, and then you go on your TV, and then you go to history. Oh, there it is, and you click on it, and then you watch.
I can't log into my YouTube account on my work laptop or my work computer because I don't remember my Gmail account password, and I'm too lazy to change it.
I thought there's remote login now.
That's what I thought too, but it won't. It makes me have to put in the password. I'm like, I don't know my password.
You don't have? Okay, never mind. So like, when they send like little like skits in the chat for like a YouTube clip that's like 30 seconds long, it's a joke kind of thing, and I'm like laughing because that's funny. You guys don't click on that.
The important thing is that you laughed.
Yeah,
I want to share the joke.
I think this entire topic was just for Albert to figure out why nobody's funny to his leaks and stuff in the chat. I'm sorry, buddy.
It became the opposite. It started off with me going, hey, there's too many things to watch. And now I'm saying, watch my stuff.
I don't want to watch.
I will do better.
I will be worse. What do you think of that?
So, Jumping,
I would double down. Say, nope, not link. I click on that.
When you send TikTok links on our group chat, and it doesn't even have a thumbnail, like, why should I click on that then?
Because I don't want to be a hypocrite.
Because wouldn't you really want to see like what is this about?
Well, I don't want you guys don't care what I'm sharing. So why should I care?
I don't want to click on it.
See how it works.
I'm okay. I have to accept it. You know what I mean? I have to accept. I can't be a hypocrite. You guys don't click on it. That's fine. Because one of these days, it's gonna be a dick pic. You know what I mean? It's like, I clicked on it. Oh, man. All
right, let's move on. It's the 852nd episode of the show, and as of this recording, it's currently 7:24 a.m. March 10, 2025 in Bengaluru, India. And it's time we take a look and see what's up.
Yeah. Is that Bangalore?
Bangalore. But if you're in India, I guess it's called Bengaluru. I'm trying to be authentic. But anyways.
I'm sorry. I'm not being.
Okay. No, I mean, I thought it was Bangalore. And then I looked it up. Yeah. And then Google told me, no, it's Bengaluru. Anyways.
Bengaluru?
No.
See, this one.
That sounds more like a joke. You know, it was Bengaluru.
I honestly thought you were like talking gibberish. It was another word that you couldn't spell.
Are we being racist on this podcast?
Let's just call it Bangalore. Because we're in America. Let's just call it Bangalore.
Oh, Bangalore, India.
Yeah. Anyways.
Bengaluru. It is Bengaluru on Google
Maps.
No,
we're in America, so it's called Bangalore.
Bangalore. That's actually a British term, so maybe we should just give ourselves back to England.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, anyways. No, I'm learning how to pronounce it correctly.
Anyway.
Bengaluru. I have never heard that. Right, I'm living in an Indian neighborhood. Okay.
Anyway.
Okay.
Let's move forward.
Speaking of links that I click on a chat to get to a news story, Jiaming sent me this as a TikTok video that I actually clicked. It's about an Indian man who was awarded damages over the length of commercials before movie screenings. He actually won suing the company.
This feels like a follow-up to that Texas woman that sued a theater for false advertising years ago, right?
Yeah, I think that.
Yeah, I by the way, long term, that lawsuit apparently didn't do anything for anybody because, you know, I think movie trailers are
getting longer.
Getting longer and stuff like that.
Getting shorter in my case, but
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
I'll get to that later on. Basically, Abhishek MR, a 31-year-old lawyer, from the southern city of Bangalore.
They messed with the wrong person.
Took action against PVR Inc. Inox chain after he was forced to cancel work calls because the movie overran the scheduled finish time. So the story goes is it was supposed to start at 4:05. And finish at 6:30. At least that's what they were told, right? But the movie runs longer than that because of trailers and just because of the movie, right? I don't know how the theater was to be blamed for this, unless the theater told him it was for sure ending at 6:30. The times I've gone to theaters, nobody's giving me a guarantee what time it's gonna end. Right. So the lawsuit stems from the fact that he had a 6:30 p.m. work call that he was going to make. And he said, oh, I can watch this movie. It's going to end at 6:30. It's enough time for me to get some work call. But obviously, it went over that because trailers. Right. So he's blaming them for missing the work call. And I'm not sure if what side of the story is this. Like, did the theater tell him it was going to end at that time or did he assume it was?
It's one of those things where did he buy a ticket and then ask him like what time this movie's gonna be over, or is this one of those things where he saw the start time, look at the runtime, and put two and two together naively? I mean, I don't know if he's 10 years old or something like that, because he's kind of naive, thinking that there's gonna be no trailers or whatever. Yep. You know what I mean? But so it's one of those things.
Yeah, according to the article I'm reading on CNN, it's essentially he went and made two and two together. The movie's 2.5 hours long. Yeah. It started at X amount of time. It's going to end at X amount of time, not counting trailers. Which is like a modern person who goes to theaters should be trailers.
Yeah, he might be. Is he an alien? Did he just come to our planet not realizing there's like 6 hours worth of trailers? I don't know how naive he is. Or because he's a lawyer, the most logical explanation is that he's looking for a fight. He's looking to make this lawsuit and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
I guess so.
That's what it means to me.
Keep in mind, this is like in a different country where they do things a little differently, and the movies are already kind of long. But I also want to. I know when I go and reserve a movie for AMC, I can put it on my calendar, and it gives me an estimate of it. Like in the calendar invite that I add to my calendar, it'll tell me the start time, like, and it'll be a different start time than the actual start time, and then the end time, which I think it's with credits included. So that's how I figure out what time I'm going to be out of a movie theater, by my Google Calendar invite. So I don't know if they do that there. I don't know.
I'm assuming 20, 25 minutes worth of trailers, it's kind of a universal pain in the ass for everybody and stuff like that.
Yeah. You know? Especially there where they have intermissions.
Yeah, well, I mean, he could say that he doesn't normally go to movie theaters, so he's not aware about this. But the fact that he went the extra step to sue the company
yeah,
seems a little
that's
much.
That's what I'm saying. He's looking for a fight. He's looking.
I mean, he won. He won the case.
He's a lawyer. He won. Yeah.
But still, I feel for the movie theater here because it's like it's not entirely their fault. So, yeah. I mean, in my case, like I saw three movies this. Well, I think I saw four movies this past 4 days, and the most popular movie that came out over the weekend was Mickey 17. That I only had 15 minutes of trailers for that.
That's a miracle.
15, right? To the point where there were couples coming in after the movie started. They go, the movie started already? What?
Yeah.
Did it not show trailers? Like, I'm like, I don't know. It's like, shrug. And then, mm-hmm. A really small indie movie, like The Rule of Jenny Pan, you know, that had 25 minutes of trailers. So
yeah.
My movie theater just kept deciding how many trailers he's going to show. And I'm just not risking it. I'm going to go with the minimum 15 and go from there.
Yeah, so that I'm surprised by that because, like, I think most movie I can only speak at AMC.
Yeah, actually.
AMC, it's minimum 21, 22 minutes. That's it. You're always in there for like 20, 21, 22 minutes.
Yeah, speaking of being in there for a while, a Taiwanese woman kept her air conditioning running for 6 years. Oh, well, another story from Jiaming. Mm-hmm. See, Jiaming, click on links, it takes you somewhere that you can use our podcast.
But that's me to you. I'm not. If it's a reverse, it's going this way. Nope.
And So Taiwanese woman kept her air conditioning running for 6 years. I'll ask Anna and Ruthie this: why? Continuously, nonstop. She ran it for 6 years.
She ran what for 6 years?
Her air conditioning to the point where she ran out of money to pay for her electricity bill because it was on the whole time for 6 years.
In Taiwan. I'm pretty sure they have winter. No.
Well, 6 years running, all the way through.
What? Never shut it off?
Never shut it off. We want to take a guess why.
Did she adjust the temperature?
It was done on purpose.
Yeah, not relevant to the reason.
She had free electricity?
No, she ran out of money because she was using it too much.
That's how they found out it was 6 years because someone had to look into it. Ooh, she ran out of money.
Did she have a dead body?
She had a dead body! Mm-hmm. It was her daughter.
Oh, I thought it was like a bad ex-boyfriend or something that she might have killed.
It was a murder. It was her dead daughter. Yeah.
Oh, that's even more. That's just sad.
What? Well, she was dead for 6 years. So sad. That 6 years ago. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, she was.
That's crazy.
She's 75 years old. Her daughter was 53. So pretty young. Because her daughter's her daughter's last wish was to be buried 7 years after her death. I don't know why. That's
crazy
stipulation, but so she kept it running until 7 years later. I mean she wanted to honor her daughter's wishes, and I don't blame her for that.
I'm assuming it's some sort
which
of,
was
like I said, it she her daughter her daughter's last wish was to be buried 7 years after her death.
7 years after her death.
Lucky number seven.
Is that the reason why, Jamie?
I have no idea.
So what was the state of her daughter in the apartment?
Pretty good, actually. Surprisingly good.
Because it was cold.
Because it's cold, yeah. It was basically like, you know, like one of those, what do you call that thing? Mausoleum.
She would have been better off buying a freezer.
Yeah.
True.
But the story says, what do you call it? The old lady had visitors over the years and stuff. I think they mentioned like a city council would kind of visit her and stuff like that. So and nobody knows it because it was kept in such a nice state and stuff like that. It was so cold and stuff.
There was no smell. She would wipe her body every day, you know, coat her with oil, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, so she basically mummified, like.
Kind of, yeah.
What do you call it? What's the other one where you.
The story is that she bathed it in oil, or she kept it in oil, so it kind of preserved.
That's a preserved.
Yeah, stuff like that. And also, as far as the 7 years, the honoring the last request stuff, I think that's like kind of, I think it speaks more to the old lady's mental state and stuff like that, and their relationship and stuff like that. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm making a giant assumption, stuff like that, but the fact that the daughter died at 56 and nobody knows that, nobody else kind of asked around, like, hey, where's your daughter and stuff like that, or she didn't have her family or
it sounded like she was young.
Yeah daughter was 56 and her mom was
53 according to this.
53, yeah, stuff like that.
I guess, you know, she died.
I think the family, her and the mother, there's issues and stuff, like mental issues and stuff, but she was capable enough to keep her daughter preserved in oil. And also, and Albert, I think, mentioned this, the reason why She got quote-unquote caught is because she eventually fell ill, I felt, and she couldn't work or keep up with the bills and stuff like that.
Genestrate.
That's why it came to the attention of the government there's a dead body in the apartment, I think.
Right.
Good times.
Yeah, well, speaking of hiding things, a man tried to smuggle about a dozen bags of cocaine.
It's
another jumping story because Albert clicks on links in chat.
I think it's because I do my homework. What do you think of that? I do the work, man. I cry. It's Jaws night. Instead of ladies' night, it's Jaws night. What do you think of that?
Yeah.
I actually have other links jumping that was perfect for man's night. But
I'm moving aside. Yeah, click on this link. Yeah,
but anyways, so there's always stories about people hiding drugs. Anna, Ruti, where did you think up this person was hiding cocaine? A dozen bags of cocaine.
Other than their butt?
Up the butt.
Fine. I know.
Other than their butt, yes.
In their esophagus?
You don't want to exclude butt. You don't leave butt out.
Well, I'm just telling them right now. It's not in the butt.
Is the mule a woman or a man?
Man. Columbia police.
Either butt or he swallowed it.
No. What's your guess, Anna?
How many bags? A dozen bags?
Yeah.
A dozen bags?
Remember, a bag of cocaine isn't that big. Just remember, a bag of cocaine is not that big.
I think it's more than a dozen, actually.
Yeah, but that's why they call it a brick, because one is literally 2 kilos.
Ruthie knows a lot about drugs.
It's not like that. Yeah. Not a car. It's a bag, you know, like a ball, so to speak.
The butt.
Oh, like the little capsules that they tie up in a condom or whatever they do, like how they make mules do. I just watch a lot of these drug shows.
We're all going to.
Oh, since he came from Colombia, did he have plastic surgery and have it put in his biceps or something stupid like that?
Yeah.
That'll be something.
No. He hulked out.
Did Anna really make a guess?
I said butt.
Oh, okay. And even though the stipulation was not the butt. Wig.
The butt wants.
It was under his wig.
That's dumb.
Is it though? I saw a story,
I didn't want to cheat.
Oh, I see.
But you just want to say butt. I know the answer, but
I just want to say butt.
I'm going to keep saying butt. One of these days.
Well, because that's where it always goes, right?
Right. I mean, I think a wig is pretty smart, actually.
I mean, because you go through the x-rays and you see everything.
That is true.
That's why, like, women with weaves or like with big hair, like they'll usually search through your hair.
Oh, yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
But he was a guy, though. He was a guy. He would not, you know,
get even weirder.
He should have been like, hey, my girl's here, man. Hey, man, I want to keep this. Can't we be cool, man? I don't want her to know I have a wig. Come on, man. Come on. Let me go, man. And this is one of those stories that's funny with the video, actually. You know what I mean? Because you see a lot of cocaine bags, man. I was like a dozen. I think it was like 40 small bags, man. 40? It's wild stuff. That was 40. I'm going to misremember. But yeah, this is one of the visuals. Very, very funny.
Good it's 220 grams of cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
250 grams?
Yeah. Is it approximately
a
dozen?
That's not a lot, right?
Yeah, approximately like a dozen packets of cocaine.
Oh, okay. That's a real party.
In the wig? How big was his wig?
Well, it will be in the show notes if you guys want to take a look at it.
Go to the link, man.
Or the reel. The Insta reel should probably have a picture of that. So.
Where's the reel?
Well, not right now. I hear he sent you the link. Jeez Louise.
I have no patience. I'm going to forget later.
It's so demanding. Yeah, there we go. There's a thumbnail. You don't have to click on the link. You can just see it right there.
They really thought that this wouldn't be caught in the x-ray.
Right?
Yeah, man.
Anyways.
I'm not that smart.
Yeah.
Mm. All right.
My hairline, my hair is like 2 feet in the air. And you think somebody will notice? Nah, you're cool. Nah, you're good.
Right. Yeah. Or he can just say, oh, no, this is, I have tumors in my head.
Yeah.
Or this is just the shape of my skull.
Yeah.
Oh, that's my brain you're looking at. That's my brain.
Don't judge me, man. It's a toolbar.
And that's what's up. Besides the wig, that's what's up. You can find this podcast on Instagram, Blue Sky Trends, and YouTube at Stuff Junk Show. You can find me, Albert, on Instagram and Letterboxd at Albert5x5.
And you can find me on Instagram at RuthieGrace13 and Reese's Cats.
You can find me on social media, JIAMINGLOU.
You can find me on social media at Anna Voltage or my other show, Most Extreme Ranking Challenge.
Music has been provided by Gloomy June. Updates, contact info, ways to support us, and everything else is on the show notes. Found on whatwearswhy.com. Before we wrap things up, have you guys noticed that they've been using the bokeh effect a lot in videos now, in movies and TV shows? A little too much. Like, everything has to be a
what?
You know the bokeh effect? You know the portrait what? Shot. You remember portrait shot? Oh, look, the foreground and the background is blurred, that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's called a bokeh effect. That's what you call it? Yeah, it's called a bokeh effect.
Oh.
In pictures, I don't see it to be a problem too much. And in movies and TV shows, if it's done artistically well, it's fine. But I feel like everybody's getting overboard. Like, everything starts looking like a green screen now because of the bokeh effect. Because everything's blurred in the background. It looks like a green screen. And it's not. It's just the freaking bokeh effect. Like, everybody is using it way too much. You guys ever noticed that?
No.
No.
Mm-mm. No. Examples?
No real examples, really. Because it's just kind of like all over the place. You might think, like I said, you might think it's a green screen. But it's not a green screen. It's just a bokeh effect at work. You know, like people, you see it in YouTube as well. Not that you guys watch YouTube or whatever, apparently. But you see it on YouTube as well where somebody's like doing an interview and it looks like they're in front of a green screen, but actually it's not. It's just a bokeh effect at work. It's hard to get.
Annoyed. What's it? How do you spell it?
B-O-K-E-H.
E-H. Oh,
B-O-K-E-H.
I was spelling it like Nokia with a B. Like, what is that?
Mm-hmm.
Bokeh effect.
Yeah, it's like when you make this blurry in the background or foreground. Depending
so focus.
It's a focus thing. Yeah, remember, you know, a portrait shot. When you take a portrait
picture, no idea.
You never took a portrait picture with your phone?
No, I do, but yeah. No, I don't pay attention to that stuff. I guess I'm just like, huh?
I mean, Apple doesn't really say like this is the bokeh effect. It just
it's Apple's portrait.
Portrait.
Yeah.
When I'm looking at something, I'm judging their outfit, their makeup, their hair. I'm not seeing anything else, I guess. So that's on me.
Yeah.
Very judgy.
Like portrait on Apple on iPhone literally just says natural light, studio light, contour light, stage light mono. Okay. High key light mono. So
okay.
Oh, they're spatial. This is new. What is this?
Anyway, spatial is for their AR goggles thingamabob. But anyways, when you watch video nowadays and you notice the background is blurred more than the person in front of the picture, it's the bokeh effect. Probably not a green screen. It's probably just the bokeh effect. So there. All right. This was episode 852 of the Stuff in Junk Show. Thanks for listening. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, this podcast has been a Who What Where's Why production.
I don't want to tell you how to do your business, Albert, but I think the way to do the last segment was the last little bit. Just like introduce, explain what the bokeh effect is first, and then say, have you guys noticed this has been a lot in TV and movies and stuff like that? This shouldn't, you know what I mean?
Hey, I'm saying.
I thought that you guys knew what it was called. I mean, it's been around for like.
Well, you know what they say about assumptions, right?
True. But Apple introduced it like over 10 years ago. Over 10 years ago.
But Apple calls it portrait mode. Doesn't call it
bokeh. Does your phone call it the bokeh effect?
No, they don't. They call it portrait
mode.
Oh, my God!
But it's a photography term.
I'm not a photographer. I don't pretend
when,
I'm a photographer.
When Apple introduced it to the world decades ago or a decade ago, they had to explain it's the bokeh effect.
But decades ago, I can't remember what I did last weekend.
Years ago. How many times did they release that
Apple presentation from 10
years
ago?
Ask me what I ate for lunch. I have no idea. What we're talking about.
Really, though.
Get out of here.